And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of January. January 18th is National Peking Duck Day, a day invented to encourage people to eat ducks. The white Beijing duck, or Peking duck, is the bird that is traditionally roasted for this meal. The duck is killed at 65 days old, plucked, pumped full of air between the skin and the muscles, soaked in boiling water, and skewered. He or she is then hung to dry, glazed with sugar coating, and left for 24 hours to make their skin crispy. The bird is then roasted. The traditional Chinese Peking duck meal begins with a serving of their skin and a sugar dip. Next, thin pancakes are filled with the duck's tender meat. And finally, duck soup is usually made with the duck's bones, their neck, wing joints, and their feet. But who are these ducks? Ducks are well adapted for water, land, and air activities. These gifted swimmers have waterproof feathers, which have a waxy coating that protects an inner layer of down. A duck's feathers are so waterproof that even when the duck dives underwater, the downy underlayer of feathers right next to the skin will stay completely dry. They can swim in cold water without catching a chill because their feet have blood vessels that are close together so they don't lose heat. Some duck species can dive up to 240 feet below the water, and others can fly as high as 21,000 feet in the air, although most migrate at heights of 200 to 4,000 feet. They can also fly long distances, and they use wind to help them reach speeds of up to 60 miles per hour. Ducks are omnivorous and will eat grass, aquatic plants, insects, seeds, fruit, fish, and crustaceans. Ducklings are lovable siblings and communicate with each other before hatching. Ducklings coordinate hatching by communicating with each other while they're still in their eggs. Hatching at the same time is important because sticking together as a group helps protect them from predators. After hatching, they swim and walk together, following close behind their mothers. Even as adults, ducks are outgoing, social animals who feel most at ease when they're in larger groups of other ducks. In these groups, they are free to spend their days foraging for food and sleeping soundly, knowing their friends will warn them of any danger. Most duck species are monogamous for a breeding season, but they do not often mate for life. Instead, the females will seek out new mates each year, choosing the healthiest, strongest, best mate who can help them pass on their genes to a new duckling generation. Ducks have better vision than humans. The shape of ducks' eyes allows them to see things near and far simultaneously and in sharp focus. And since their eyes are located on either side of their head, they are able to see almost 340 degrees around. They can also move each eye independently and sleep with one eye open to watch for predators. In a group, ducks will trade off keeping an eye open to help protect the rest of the group from danger while they sleep. Ducks have been domesticated as pets and farmed animals for more than 500 years, and all domesticated ducks are descended from either the mallard or the Muscovy duck. Ducks may not come to mind first when you think of animal agriculture, but these intelligent and social birds are the second most commonly slaughtered animals on Earth. Left alone, ducks can live up to 20 years, but they are killed when they are only weeks old when farmed. Ducks are raised and killed by the millions on well-hidden factory farms in order to make expensive delicacies for wealthy diners. To produce foie gras, ducks and geese are force-fed through tubes pushed down their throats until their livers swell to 10 times their natural size. Due to the cruelty of this practice, foie gras is banned in multiple places, including many European countries, the state of California, and New York City. Duck meat brings maximum profits to the industry and maximum suffering to the tortured birds. More than 31 million ducks are killed each year for their flesh. These beautiful animals who are meant to swim, play, forage, and raise their young are deprived of all these natural behaviors when they are crammed by the thousands into dark sheds. Today, celebrate Peking Duck Day by leaving ducks alone. Instead, eat delicious vegan food. And here's a poem for today, The Muscovy Duck by Henry Lawson. It is a wondrous thing to see and a wondrous thing to tell. Her ducklings know as much as ducks the day they leave the shell. That she is proud as proud can be is plain to any dunce. The little ducklings set to work to grow up ducks at once. And on a sunny winter's day, 'tis a good thing for the eyes to see her waddle round and watch her ducklings catching flies. I love her for her waddle and her patience and her pluck, her wag of tail and nod of head, the quaint Muscovy Duck. The Muscovy Duck by Henry Lawson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that all animals want to live.